Zach, thank you so much for joining me here today. Really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for having me.
So you were at the press conference when Texas A&M made the announcement that came to as a surprise to absolutely no one that Jimbo Fisher would become that school's new head coach. Can you talk a little bit about what Fisher had to say about what drew him to Texas and away from Florida State?
Well, I think a lot of it had to do with Scott Woodward, Texas A&M's athletic director. They have a long history together that started when both were at LSU back in 2000. Both talked about that, not just Jimbo Fisher, but as well Scott Woodward, and talking about the great relationship they have. So I think that played a huge role in it. Obviously, the money's not going to hurt, and the facilities as well. And I think Jimbo Fisher realizes with Texas, very much like Florida, is a recruiting hotbed. And he mentioned, you know, that's what he'll be looking to do. I think in a lot of ways as well, he's kind of looking to set his mark. You know, with Florida State, no matter how good of a coach you are, you probably will always be in the shadow of Bobby Bowden. But coming to Texas A&M, where they have had limited success over the past 20 years, he has a chance to really kind of stake his own claim and kind of make his legend, so to speak.
You know, a lot of people were really upset about the way he sort of left Florida State, and one of the issues that had cropped up was with respect to facilities. What's so significant about this particular thing? And I think you also mentioned money. He's going to get about an additional, I think, 30-some-odd million dollars in that move.
Yeah, well, when you're looking at what he can accomplish at Texas A&M, as far as the money-wise, it's pretty much an open checkbook for Texas A&M and their athletic department, everything that they've been able to accomplish. But as far as facilities, that really plays into recruiting, believe it or not. It's one thing if you can bring a prospective student-athlete in and say, this is what we have. We have the top state-of-the-art weight room, nutrition center, things like this. That's something that Texas A&M and the administration has really made strides for, as well as a stadium. You know, Texas A&M boasts the biggest stadium in the state of Texas, and that's something that they can tell recruits. That's something they can tell, you know, people that are wanting to come here, as well as parents. So I think that really played a big role in it. So whenever it comes to facilities, it's all about recruiting. It's all about the flash. It's all about bringing in big time talent.
What's next for Texas A&M now that they have Jimbo Fisher?
Well, he's going to be on the recruiting trail, I think, pretty early on. I imagine he'll be bringing a few of his assistants from Florida State. I believe Coach Brewster, who is the tight ends coach, the great recruiter for Jimbo Fisher. I think he'll be making the trip here to College Station. And also, he hasn't even met with the team yet. So I think that's a lot of it, too, is what is next for him? Well, he's going to be getting to know his guys. So it'll be a learning process on both sides. The players will get to know him and vice versa. And just the way that they'll be able to build the relationship and the coming months, I think, is going to be the biggest thing. But, yeah, it sounds like he's hit the ground running. But I do imagine he'll be getting his coaching staff put together sometime soon.